Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, August 8th. We'd like to welcome those who have joined us in the auditorium for this meeting, as well as online. Recognize staff here this evening that will help us run this meeting, as well as the four commissioners that we have present. Both Commissioners Catmull and Stark had conflicts this evening and are excused, but we can proceed with three members. So our first item this evening is a motion to approve our agenda as printed. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that we approve this evening's agenda as published.
Thank you, Commissioner Gedge. I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That passes. Our next item of business is to approve our minutes from our July 11th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting. I assume everybody's had an opportunity to review those. Any feedback? If not, I'm ready for a motion.
I'll move that we approve the minutes from the July 11th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting.
Okay, we have a motion. I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, great. Staff, do you have any business for us this evening?
I'll say it loudly. I don't have anything.
All right. Okay, we'll keep moving then. Planning Commission members, any discussion this evening? I do not remember who went to last month's City Council meeting. Was it you? Do you have a report for us? All right, please.
So there's actually been two since we last met. The first one was July 18th. And in the study session, they talked about the Redwood Townhome Project that we had a while back that they tabled. They came back. They took a unit out, put in more green space. They changed the height of the buildings down to 35 feet, so they are not above that. They shrunk the commercial and put a wall between the commercial and the residential, and they added a picnic space. Council gave them the go-ahead to come back to a regular council session, but gave them some suggestions on walkability between the units, and still there was a little bit of a question on density.
Did they address the pass-through to Bexstead?
Oh, yes. Okay, so they put in more sidewalks. Thank you for bringing that up. And they, Demir, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, they took where the road was right next to that fence. They moved that out, I think, by 10 feet. So the road is 10 feet from the fence, and they added additional sidewalks. So it was much improved. And then in the regular meeting, there was a quick little presentation from Jordan Valley Water District. They are doing a tax increase this year, so there should be a truth and taxation hearing, if it has not happened already, coming up, that there should be notice on. And then there was the August 1st meeting. There's another new development coming in called Shoreline between Daybreak and the annexation property. So they talked about the density on that one. The density is much higher than we normally. There's some moving pieces. I'm not going to try to explain it because I don't fully understand it. But right now they're at about 8.5 units per acre. And that's with some additional numbering coming in. But they gave them some feedback. They want to get a bus rapid transit line in there, which is going to take a really long time. So they were talking about really what that looked like and what the actual development will look like with some larger density among the retail property that's going to be up there along U-111.
Separate owner than Daybreak and the annexation?
Separate owner. This is Doug Young.
Okay. Is it on the south end of Daybreak?
So it's on the west southwest end. Yeah, like 118th south and up to 104th.
Wow. What was that?
The Shoreline Project. Is that 104th south to 118th south, approximately?
Pretty much. It's everywhere just south, basically south of the landfill, and at a point up there where and then all the way down to 118 south there. Wow.
So they had some cool retail mixed use space in there that's going to be west of U-111, and then strictly residential and some open space parks and trail system to the east of U-111 that's now been realigned to go straight rather than curve. So it'll be an interesting project when it comes through. And that is it.
Staff, on the Redwood Road townhome complex. Can you confirm that we've given City Council a recommendation and we will not see that item again? Unless...
No, you won't be seeing it again. No.
All right. Thank you. All right, commissioners, let's talk. Our next meeting, is there anybody who will not be in attendance in 2 weeks? All right, I will check with Commissioners Cantwell and Starks just to make sure we've got a quorum. Any other business? Okay, let's move on. We will start with our first administrative public hearing, item H1, the wall work detached garage and ADU conditional use permit and an accessory dwelling unit. Demir has our staff report.
Thank you. So the property is located at 2341 West 10755 South. This is the view of the property from above. As you can see, it's a pretty big property. It's about an acre. The zoning on the property is R18, which allows for a guest house and a detached garage. This is the proposed site plan. As you can see, the garage would be set back further away from the street behind the house. It's about 16 feet to the property to the west. These are the proposed elevations. I think the building itself is about 22 feet tall. It has two stories. As you can see here, the main floor is going to be used as a storage for cars and different tools and equipment. And then you have the second floor here, which is going to be a living space. As you can see, there's some bedrooms, bathrooms, and a little kitchen. We could not find any detrimental effects on the neighboring properties or the city itself, and therefore we recommend approval of the project. And if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer.
Thanks, Demir. You just verbally stated that the property is about 1 acre. The staff report said 2 acres. Could you?
I just saw that today. It's 0.9, so almost an acre. Yeah.
Okay. Would this lot qualify for a flag lot?
I would have to check on density. I'm not sure what the density is, but. Just seeing how big these properties are, I think it could, yeah.
Assuming that the density of the entire subdivision still was, okay.
Yeah.
There were some examples provided of nearby properties that also had large accessory buildings. Could you tell us if those are a mix of properties that were either grandfathered before the ordinances came about, restricting the size, or were approved and got an exemption like this one is requesting, or they're just out of compliance? Do you have any idea for where those all fall?
I don't. I didn't have time to do the research on that.
Okay.
What the ordinance states in cases like this is that it's compatible with neighboring properties and having this many large structures.
Okay.
We can argue that it's compatible.
So I won't hold you to the answer on the flag lot, but let's say this is... in the future, move to being a flag lot for whatever reason they want to subdivide. Is this structure, would this be suitable as a standalone property with all the storage on the first space? So should they apply for a flag lot later, would this qualify as a primary residence?
So let me see what the square footage is. The square footage on this living space is 724 square feet, it seems. The city code requires a minimum of 1,000, so they would not be in compliance with the city code. So they would have to modify it somehow to make it work to be the main dwelling.
The report said that it had 1,055 square feet of living space.
So yeah, so that's including the storage and in the back. So yeah, I guess it could function as a main house.
Okay, those were my questions. Commissioners, additional questions for staff?
I have one question. Can you go back to the aerial view? Okay, so we see the house up front, and then there's a building with a white roof. Do we know what that is? Is that structure still there, or is it being removed for the garage to be put in?
I believe it is still there, but the applicant maybe can confirm.
Okay.
Yes.
We can ask you later. There. We can ask when we get you up. Sorry, I probably should have asked him. Okay. Sorry. I don't have anything else. Please.
Yeah, just because we've had other detached buildings in this general vicinity in the past, with the first floor being for storage and for car storage, would there be any restrictions for home-occupied businesses, including, specifically I'm looking at auto repair, and that was a concern with one we've seen in the last year. Would there be a permitting process? I'm assuming business licensure through the business division, but anything that would restrict or, you know, just protect the neighboring properties with a home-occupied business here?
So pretty much all of our home occupations are limited to an office-type business, so having a shop, an auto shop, would not be allowed.
Great, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Are you the applicant?
Yeah.
Would you like to come up and add anything to the staff report? And would you please just state your name and where you reside for our records?
Oh, Charlie Walwork. It's 2341 West, 10755 South, South Jordan, Utah, 84095.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to the staff report? We'll let Laurel ask her question as well in just a moment.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay, so on this aerial map, there's that building.
Yeah.
Is that staying or what is that
building? That is staying. It's just a barn.
Okay. And, okay, can we go back to the site map then? Because it's not on this site map, can you kind of show us where in proximity it is to this detached garage?
It'd be just to the east of this garage, directly east of it.
Okay.
Great. And it's, how far away is it?
It's a temporary building.
Yeah, it's just a temporary metal.
So it's not a permanent.
It's not a permanent thing.
I assume Ms. Wallach, if you'd like to add to the staff report, let's just have you come up and state your name and where you reside so that it's officially recorded. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. It's Mary Lee Wallwork, and it's 2341 West, 10755 South, South Jordan, Utah, 84095. And yeah, it's a temporary building. It's not, it doesn't have foundation, it doesn't have anything like that. So it is going to be staying. It's about 25 feet from the new structure. So it does have some distance.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicants while we have them up here? Okay, thank you. Staff, can you confirm that they meet the ordinance for, I don't know the terminology, for how much open land they have versus covered land?
Coverage, yes, they do.
Okay, thank you. All right, at this time I'm going to open up this item to public comment. If you've joined us in person to speak to this item, we'd invite you to come to the podium. Please state your name and where you reside for our records, and you'll have 3 minutes to address the commission. We will also provide those on our online format the same opportunity. We just ask that you enable your camera and your microphone. I'm not seeing anybody in the auditorium. Could we get our online screen? Okay. I don't see anyone else there either, so I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, the only comment I have is along the lines of what your concern was, and the staff report discussed it, and that's a business. This is a conditional use. I feel like that we can make that a conditional use, that it be used just for storage and not for a business purpose, if that helps everybody feel a little more comfortable, because I think then that means if a business is operated, it would trigger the fact that the city needs to come in and review and that they would have to do an additional permitting process to get approval for anything outside of the conditional use permit.
I guess the only concern would be, is there a found detrimental effect to impose a condition like that? Because right now, the mayor confirmed that city code today states that it's not allowed.
Sure.
But I guess if city code were to change, then there could be a potential detrimental effect to the neighbors that there's a business there. So
I would say just based on the size and that we're making an exception, exclusively for storage.
Yeah, I just make sure, I'd be fine with that just to make sure that legal, because would it be fine to impose that type of condition for a conditional use permit to say it's restricted solely to storage or other city approved uses?
Mr. Simonson?
Well, it's my understanding that, correct me if I'm wrong, but
we're asking you to correct us if we're wrong.
But But I think what you're asking for is a duplication of the prohibition that's already on the books.
Okay. All right, down here. Are we ready for a motion then?
Madam Chair, in light of that, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, please.
I move that the Planning Commission approve application PL CUP 2023-00101 to allow for the proposed footprint size pertaining to the new detached accessory building and PL ALU 2023-00100 to allow for the proposed guest house size located within the same structure.
Okay, we have a motion with two parts. Is there any discussion on that motion? All right, I will second that motion, Ms. Valdez.
Commissioner Darby?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
Commissioner Bietsch?
Aye.
And Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
This item passes 4-0. We wish you luck with your new structure. We wish your daughter luck finding a home someday. Right. All of the above. So we really appreciate you coming this evening and participating in the process. That's always so helpful.
First time.
Good job. You passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next item of business is item H2, which is the Sri Ganesha Hindu Temple Site Plan Amendment. And Damir again has our staff report.
Yes, thank you. So this is located on the Hindu temple grounds. It's just off 10th West at 1131 West, 10290 South. The property is about 2.5 acres. It is zoned A5. This is the proposed site layout. As you can see, the road or the access road is going to be realigned. So it's going to be aligned to meet up with the Hindu temple where it currently ends. So instead of making those two sharp turns to get to the temple, this is going to be much safer and more convenient to get to the temple grounds. They're adding about 140 parking stalls. As far as the landscaping goes, there's going to be a retention pond to the side of the access road. There's not going to be any sod on the property. They're going to have trees as per city code at the ends of parking rows. And then the coverage is going to be 50% is going to be covered by vegetation once it's mature. At the entrance to the grounds, there is going to be an entry feature of sorts and gate, which is going to help them control the access to the property itself. This is a site plan amendment. It meets the city code requirements, and therefore we recommend approval. I'll take any questions.
Could you go back to the first slide and point out where the Hindu temple is, just to make sure I've got the right building? Is it on 1142 West?
Yes.
That
yes.
lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What is our parking requirement for this type of a use? Is it just based on the square footage of the building?
Yes, combination of two factors. I think one is either the square footage or the seating. So depending on which one they provide us with is the one we go with.
How much parking do they have now?
I don't know the exact number. They do meet the city code because this was approved by Planning Commission at some point. I'm not sure the exact number. No.
Okay. I think most of my questions are probably for the applicant. So any questions for staff, commission? Okay.
Be for the applicant too.
Okay. Is the applicant present this evening? Would you like to come up and add anything to the staff report? And then we just have a couple of questions for you. Again, please state your name and address for the records.
Hi, my name is Selvam Rajabelu. I'm an architect with NJRA Architects. I live at 11 Sandy, 329 East Old Sandy Court is my home address. We have been involved with the temple for the last 25 years and developed the whole thing. So we thought it'll be a good safety feature to have a straight road from 10400 South instead of making those two bends. And that's what initiated this one. The parking we are adding in anticipation of expanding the ICC 5 years or maybe 10 years from now. Since we're putting the road, we thought it may be a good idea to add some more parking instead of leaving it, like a barren land. So that's it. That's why we are doing that as an ad alternate. Depending on what the price comes, we may or may not do the parking lot, but we will definitely do the road, construct the road.
How many parking spots do you have now?
One of the drawings we kind of had I'm not sure exactly, like in one of the site plan drawings, we had existing parking count.
It's in the staff report, one of the drawings that he's referring to.
It's reloading, I'll find it.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate needing this parking regularly, or is this just for special events? Are you chronically short on the parking?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, like, maybe twice in a year, there may be, like, in a big festival like Diwali or something when there's a lot of people. But regular use, we are really okay with the parking stalls what we have. Weekends is when there'll be a lot of activities, but the lot is never full on weekends also.
Commissioner's questions, we'll start down here.
Yes, thank you. So I do live in this general area, so just put that on the record. And so when you guys do build this parking lot and they redesign the road, how will the current parking be accessed, or will they be parking elsewhere if they're not able to access it?
No, we are doing it in two phases. So the first phase, like, will be added when we are adding the access road. We are going to still keep the old road, the current road, and then we'll be accessing from the west side. So when the new road is all done, then we'll jump to phase two. And then we will demolish that road and construct the private road offices. Though.
For confirming. And then the second part is there are businesses just to the south of this property that are generally short on parking.
Uh-huh.
Are you anticipating any shared parking arrangements with that property, or this will be solely for your...
Solely for us. We haven't kind of discussed with anybody about sharing parking.
No, excellent. That's all I have.
All I found is that you're required to have 194 stalls. Can you confirm that you've got at least that?
You know, I just don't remember from the top of my head. Maybe, like, I don't have, maybe, like, do you have an idea? Yeah, when we did the construction in two phases. We did one for the temple, and then we had enough parking at that time for the temple. Then we added the India Cultural Center, so we met the parking requirements for India Cultural Center. After that, we didn't add any more buildings on site. So this road and this whole parking lot is just to kind of make it easy. Like, when we expand the India Cultural Center, it may take care of the parking. That's why there is not a big rush for us to do the parking lot. That's why we are getting two costs from the contractor as an ad alternate. We may not even do the parking lot, but we'll do the access road for sure.
Okay. Questions down here?
No, the landscaping plan shows 192 existing.
Okay.
It's reloading.
Oh, is it? Okay, thank you. Sorry.
I can't.
I should have checked that. I thought that wouldn't
right
be an issue.
That
so.
Little box.
Right. And 8 existing, ADA.
Yeah.
14 new. So, okay, 350 total is what it looks like this will bring you to.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So the motion that we have before us requires that you would provide a 15-foot water line easement for all proposed water lines.
Uh-huh.
And it also says that you will provide cash to the city in lieu of the 104th South Road improvements east of Hindu Temple Lane before the city will issue any permits. Are those both okay with you? Both those conditions are fine?
No, we can give the easement for the water line, but instead of giving us cash, we will build the road as per city standards, and that's what we discussed with Shane. Instead of giving you as cash for doing it, we will ourselves do it because it will be more economical for us. Since we are doing all the roads and everything, it will be economical for us to kind of ourselves construct the city road.
Can I?
I'm fine. I just
I'm just wondering, is that something that we, since that's a fiscal, I guess, decision, is that something that we as the commission have the purview to make, or would that be a city council?
I don't know, but it's in the motion.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if the motion is appropriate for us as a
probably
appointed body to even be considering that as a condition. because it's, you know, it's a financial decision.
I would think just the...
And I don't want to delay this project, but sure. I'm just wondering if we need to punt this to the city council, if that's, a, you know, a financial decision that they need to make with their authority as the elected body. I'm just throwing that out there.
I think that's a Demir question. A Demir and Jeremy question.
Well, I think the condition was put in the report just to ensure that the road is going to be done somehow.
Sure.
The city can do it with them giving us money for it, or they can do it if they want to under city supervision.
Okay.
Inspections.
So we could make the condition that
they bring it up to city standards.
They build the road to city standards, or provide
us
cash.
With cash. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not know about this conversation.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we are calling out in the drawings as well, to design as per city standards. I mean, the whole thing is per city standards,
sure.
But that road especially, we did a survey. We are aligning with another road coming from the west, like from 1000 West. There is a road coming, and we talked about alignment and all that. It's kind of hard to determine a value for that road. So instead of giving it as a cash to the city, we thought it'll be nice for our contractor to kind of finish the whole thing and then all be done now. So we don't need to maintain that.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought I would address it since it's there. And
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Bevins? Okay. We will talk to you again if we've got questions after public comment.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. So at this time, I'm going to open up this item to public comment. If you've joined us this evening and you would like to speak to this item, we'd invite you to come to the podium at this time. Would any of our participants in the auditorium like to speak to this item? Okay. I'm going to go online just in case somebody's joined. Oh, Mr. Jarman did. So glad we checked. Is there anybody online that would like to speak to this item? All right. I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission. I do have one question on the timing, and that's for staff. I know that when we pass these type of applications, there is a time limit to starting and, I think, completing them. Could you please tell us what that is? Because it does sound like there may be some delay in the parking aspect.
So typically, when you approve a project that's done in phases, as soon as they start with phase one, they're kind of vested into the rest of the phases. It doesn't expire.
Okay.
So if a subdivision is approved with several phases, as long as they start phase one within a year, then, yeah, they're fine with
okay.
the rest of the phases.
Okay, that answers my question. Any other questions from the commission or discussion?
Mine is just still, how do we word that second condition about, you know, to provide cash? Because what is that cash amount, and do we have the authority? So just how we phrase that to say, you know, is the road built to, you know, applicant agrees to build the road to city standards. If not, we'll work with the city to finance road or whatever. Just yeah. I would be more comfortable with wording like that. I don't know if staff has any opposition to me proposing something like that, but hearing none, I would like to make a motion, Madam Chair. Based on this evening's discussion and the staff report that has been presented to us, I move that we, the Planning Commission, approve application PLSPR 2022-00201 to allow for construction of an additional surface parking area and to realign the access road on property located at 1131 West, 10290 South with the following requirements. One, to provide 15-foot waterline easement for all proposed water lines, and two, to build the lane to city standards, and if not paid for by the applicant, then to work with the city to arrange financing for the city to build the road improvements east of Hindu Lane before the city will issue any permits.
Okay, we have a motion. Are we happy with the wording? Does staff have any objections to the wording? Okay. All right, I will second that motion. Ms. Valdez?
Commissioner Gedge?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
Commissioner Darby?
Yes.
And Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
Okay, This item passes 4-0. We look forward to seeing your project move forward and the improvements in our community. We thank you as well for participating this evening and being a part of the process. We always appreciate that. All right, we do not have any business under our legislative public hearings, so I will turn to staff for any other business they might have. You know our question?
The next meeting, I remembered, so I pulled it up on my screen. Right now, there are two items on your agenda. It's sort of like what you've already heard tonight, the first item. These two items will be connected. One is for a exterior garage, a conditional use permit for exterior garage, because I don't know why it's called exterior, an accessory garage, but because of the because of size, it exceeds the size, and the height for sure. The height is. He sees the height limit on the existing home is shorter than what the proposed garage is going to be. The other is an ADU as well, connected with that garage on the site. So, and it's it also exceeds the size limitation of 1,500 square feet. So, well, actually. It exceeds the 35%. It's not at 1,500, but our code says either 35% of the main structure or 1,500 square feet, whichever is less. So in this case, the 35% would be the less, and it still only has two bedrooms, but it's covering a little more area than allowed. So they're bringing that forward to you, and it will be. They are both Miguel's projects, so he'll. Be presenting.
Okay. Tell them to come prepared.
All right.
We'll have lots of questions. Okay. All right. Commissioners, any business? All right. Then I move that we adjourn for the evening.
I second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thank you, everyone.